Today on Real Life Radio.
I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall... Is his name great? Isn't it amazing? Look, we're thousands and thousands and thousands of years later reading it tonight. Man, if you're a doubter, if you're not a believer, what in the world's going on in your head? This is awesome.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Are you looking for a deeper understanding of the Bible? Well, our current featured resource might be a pretty good next step for you. It's called With the Word, the Chapter-by-Chapter Bible Handbook. It's written by Warren Wiersbe, and what sets this Bible handbook apart from the others is its accessible format. And rather than overwhelming you with dense theological analysis, it presents each chapter in a clear and concise manner. It's a great book. You not only learn the spiritual significance of the text with valuable historical and cultural background, but you'll learn ways to apply it to your life. Wiersbe is well known for striking a balance between academic study and devotional warmth, so you can really relate to it on a personal level as well as an intellectual one. With the Word, the Chapter-by-Chapter Bible Handbook, written by Warren Wiersbe, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. It's available at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. Get your copy today. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues in a series called Politics and Your Faith with a message titled Why Israel Matters. Now, when it comes to the nation of Israel, no other nation in history has been reborn except Israel. God blesses those who bless Israel and curses those who don't. And this is why this series is vitally important, especially when it comes to how we vote in the upcoming election. So we urge you to stay tuned. Now, you see, Israel is God's centerpiece in the world today. It's always been God's plan to create a nation built on a promise, an everlasting covenant between God and Israel. To acknowledge Israel is to acknowledge the God of the Bible. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that American foreign policy is headed down a dangerous path of judgment. In this coming election, and in every election, quite frankly, Christians must not vote their conscience or their political party. We have got to vote according to the Bible. Now with his message called Why Israel Matters, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Jeremiah 31:31 says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I make a new covenant." What? Yep. "With the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Watch this. God's going to make a new covenant. I thought he already had one with them. He's got an old one with them right now. "Not according to the covenant that I made with them, with their fathers, in the day that I took them, when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke." How'd they break it? All kinds of ways, but partly Moses threw down the representation because the people had already broken it. "Though I was a husband to them, says the Lord, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days," after the end times, says the Lord. "I will put my law in their minds, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." God's not done with Israel. Neither should you be. Point number three, our biblical worldview on politics in Israel, number three, is God's promise to the world a blessing. God's promise to the world regarding Israel, a blessing. World history began, as I mentioned earlier, in what is called the cradle of civilization. But watch this. We know exactly where that was and what became of it. We also know that out of that region, God called a man, chosen by God, a man called Abraham or Abram, from where? Ur of the Chaldees. This always gets my Jewish friends a little bit nervous when I tell them this. And yet, to date, as of yet, I've not had one refute this. Abraham, that is our father, Abraham. Yeah, that's great. Me too, super great, listen. But he's Jewish. Well, hang on, hold your horses. Abraham, it says in the Bible, God called him out of Ur of the Chaldees. Did you hear that? Abraham, God declared Abraham his friend because Abraham believed God. before Moses ever came around, before there was ever a Ten Commandments. Think of that. Hey. So I want to ask you, what law did Abraham keep when there was no law? And then, God's covenant with Israel was circumcision. But God called Abraham his friend and declared him a man of faith before Abraham was ever circumcised. Thus, being called from Ur of the Chaldees, a pagan worshiping, polytheistic region of the world, in the cradle of civilization, a nomadic wanderer, uncircumcised with no law, the first Jew was the last Gentile. He was a Gentile. I almost said it right. He was a Gentile. Abraham was a Gentile before he was a Jew. How'd the change happen? Faith in God. Think of that. In fact, the word Jew means to praise God. Did you know that? That's why Romans chapter 2, verses 28 and 29 says that you're a Jew in the spirit because your heart has been circumcised and you worship God in truth. Yes, but I'm a Portuguese Christian. Nah, you know what? But I'm an African-American. Nah. Hey, you know what? Isn't it amazing? You are a child of God. And because you worship the Lord, isn't that interesting? You're a child of Abraham. Wow. We could talk on this part forever, but we only have minutes left. And I'm in so much trouble. We'll go really fast. Genesis chapter 12. God's promise to the world a blessing. Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house. That's a big deal. To a land that I will show you. That's called the promised land. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall... Is his name great? Isn't it amazing? Look, we're thousands and thousands and thousands of years later reading it tonight. Man, if you're a doubter, if you're not a believer, what in the world's going on in your head? This is awesome. Look what he says in verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amazing. Awesome. And I would say today Israel is a great nation. Embryonic, but in a great nation. You watch. God says he's going to make, yes, regarding faith, those coming from Abraham, but one of those tremendous manifestations is that God would make Israel, against all odds, a great nation. And just for fun, Isaiah 27, verse 6 says, Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. What a joke! Are you kidding me? Do you know if you would have read that verse 80 years ago, 60 years ago, you would have gotten, are you crazy? This has got to be a mess up in the Bible. Do you realize in the last 60 years, Israel is filling the earth? Israel fills Europe with fruit and vegetables. It's remarkable. 60 years ago, Israel was desolate, man, a wasteland. God's promise to the world, a blessing if you'll bless Israel. Be a blessing to Israel. Hey, look. I'd be a fool if I didn't tell you tonight, I'm voting in this November election for the guy who supports Israel. Amen. I'm voting for a guy who is with Israel, who has friends in Israel, who doesn't shun Israel, who's for Israel. Why? Because it meets up with the three Trinity criteria that I will apply. Israel, don't mess with Israel. God says you mess with Israel and I'll remove my blessing from your country, from your nation. Think of that. Yeah, but you know what? I don't know who to vote for. I don't believe with either one of their religions. What are you bringing that topic up for? Jesus is king. Have you ever voted for a non-believer? Who'd you vote for mayor? Did you vote for Jerry Brown? Well, I know you didn't, but somebody apparently did. But do you hear what I'm saying? Well, I don't know if I can. Hey, you know what? I will vote for an atheist who's moral, who has got a good voting record about Israel, the unborn, and for traditional marriage, biblical marriage. I don't care. If the Pope runs for president and he supports those three things, I'm gonna vote for him. What if it's a guy who doesn't believe in God at all? What's his voting record on those three issues? You're not voting for your Messiah. Wake up, Christian. Oh, I'm just gonna stay home and not vote. Then you're voting for the other guy. No, I'm just gonna stay home and vote. Listen, you have got to vote your biblical worldview. You need to think this through. Oh, I'm going to Twitter that. Calm down and think before you tweet. We should have bumper stickers. Think before you tweet. You know why? Because you'll be found out to be foolish. Think about, God's going to hold me accountable for defending the preborn. Which one of these guys and which one of these platforms defend preborn? Next topic. Marriage that produces a society and culture and builds a city and a town and a family. I'm going to vote for the guy that supports that view. Next topic, Israel. God says, I'll bless those who bless Israel. I'll curse those who curse it. What's the voting record of these guys? I'm going to vote for this guy who supports Israel. Look, I don't care if Mickey Mouse is running against Pluto. I'm going to look at their voting records, and that's how I, in my lifetime of voting, will not allow the party affiliation to sway my vote. Never. It's how, what they think about those three things that God is extremely passionate about. And if you don't like that, you need to take that up with God, because this is the heartbeat of God. Israel, the preborn, and God says, this is what marriage is. That is so politically incorrect. I'm trying the best I can.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Number four, God's warning to the world. What is God's warning to the world? Answer, Jerusalem. Zechariah 12:1. This is the word of the Lord concerning Israel, the Lord who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the spirit of man within him, declares, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding nations reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. That's the NIV. That's very gentle. Injure themselves. Okay? Imagine a man trying to pick up a 5,000-pound bowling ball and his guts come out of him. Any nation who tries to move Jerusalem, they will rupture. That's what God's word is to those nations. Do you know what's being discussed in the United Nations? What to do with Jerusalem. Wow. Oh, by the way, a little clue here. It ain't moving anywhere, because the Bible says when Jesus returns, he returns to Jerusalem. So it's not going to move. I don't bet, but I would. That's a bet. It ain't moving. And I just thought, I wanted to throw this in because it's amazing about blessing Jerusalem, blessing Israel. I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but guys, throw it up on the screen. If you've never seen this before, it's too bad. But you'll see it back in Washington. You'll see it in Virginia. Do you know who invented this? Anybody know? Raise your hand if you know. Don't say it. You know, do you? That's awesome. Anybody else? Man, you young guys, I'm proud of you. Come on, old people. Where are you? Listen to this. Rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. Some guy, I'll tell you who it is in a minute. Some guy thought, you know what? This nation of ours that we're forming is going to need a logo. And I just got back from Europe and I saw a lot of logos. And they're all godless. Well, in light of our story, in light of what's happening here, I am going to submit this to the Congress to be voted on, at least considered to be the logo emblem of these 13 United States of America. And so what he drew up was Pharaoh in a chariot going across the sea. And on the other side, there is a man with his arms outstretched up to heaven with all his followers behind him. And in the middle is the Shekinah of God. In fact, he even said that's the Shekinah glory of God between the Egyptians and the children of Israel. And he said this. He said, God has divided us from our modern day Pharaoh, King George III. And we are escaping from across the sea when the Pilgrim Fathers came. And the similarities are undeniable, he said. And he submitted this. Benjamin Franklin drew this up. Now, these two guys learned this in school. Is that radical? That was Ben's idea. In fact, he submitted that in the summer of August, 1776. Number five, and we end right here. We're out of time. Our biblical worldview on politics and Israel is God's wages to the world is judgment. God's message to the world is Israel. God's witness to the world is the Jew. God's promise to the world is blessing. God's warning to the world is Jerusalem. God's wages to the world is judgment. I'm going to ask you, tell me what's political and what's spiritual on that list. You can't separate the two. Joel chapter 3, we're almost done. Joel 3:1 says, for behold, in those days and at that time, Joel's speaking about the end of days. What's the tip off, Joel? What can you tell me about when that time is? I'll tell you when it is. When I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, Kidron Valley. And I will enter into judgment with them there for this reason, on this account, on my account, of my people and my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. They have cast lots for my people and have given a boy as a payment for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Well, whoever his people are, they would have been taken into slavery. Whoever his people are, they will have been scattered from the land. Whoever his people are, they will have been seeing their land divided up, parsed up. I ask you to look at the last decade of UN resolutions regarding the dividing of Israel. American foreign policy on this issue is flirting with calamity. God says, I will destroy the nations that divide my land. And finally, last verse, we're all done. In Psalm 83, verse 2, God says, for behold, your enemies will make a tumult. And those who hate you, he's speaking to Israel, have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and have consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said in the United Nations today, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more, for they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy. They form a united set of nations against God. Against you. Capital Y, God. So I hope you see tonight that when you talk about Israel, you're talking about a spiritual issue. And we know this. I didn't tell you anything new in this church. But maybe tonight, it will cause you to realize, my goodness, I better vote. I better speak. I better act based upon a biblical worldview. My friends, this is the critical hour. And I'm not asking you to vote Democrat or Republican. I'm asking you to vote biblical. I'm asking you to pray. I pray, we prayed before service. Dear God, we know judgment must come to America, and it has probably in some ways already begun. But Lord, we cry out to you because he allows this. We cry out to you, please, mercy. Please bring mercy. And my friends, if God can use Darius and Cyrus and Nebuchadnezzar and a whole clan of others to speak to his nation, have you noticed that God uses various types of world leaders to get his nation's attention? What about America? What about Israel demanded God get out and King Saul be placed in God's place, and it nearly destroyed the nation. God will give a nation a kind of leader it requests by conduct, by belief, by actions. It's my prayer that as we begin fasting and prayer for a revival in America, that the church would arise. Father, we pray tonight that revival would quicken the church in America, that the gospel of Jesus, God Almighty in human flesh, born in Bethlehem for the redemption of mankind. We love that biblical worldview. Oh, how we love the declaration that Jesus forgives us of our sins as he died on that cross. And then on that Sunday morning, there in Jerusalem, the empty tomb was displayed for all the world, risen for our justification. Jesus Christ, the forgiver of our sins.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Why Israel Matters. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Politics and Your Faith. It's a series on obeying God in all things, including politics, government, and our worldview. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
So it's about time to vote. And you happen to have in a particular office two candidates that do not represent your biblical worldview. In fact, they might be two candidates that are of an opposing party or whatever the case might be. Well, listen, my friend, you must vote. But here's how you do it. You first of all pray, and then you vote, and then you pray again. But when you vote, realize this. You need to vote with some intelligence. And you need to look at a voter's guide, or you need to find out about these candidates. So, for example, if you have two extreme progressive liberals that are running against each other and you think you have no choice, I would like to offer you this opportunity. If you look at both of their previous voting records, or if they've never had a previous voting record, look at their position on the issues. And one of them will be closer to a biblical worldview than the other. Now, granted, both of them are far from a biblical worldview, but one of them might be, for example, pro-life, or they might have a less aggressive view of abortion. Or if that's not the option, it might be taxes, or it might be the topic of Israel or the border. Vote for the individual that represents your concerns biblically based, even if it's only one issue. By all means, exercise your freedom to vote. People died that you and I might have the freedom to vote. So let's pray right now for the wisdom of God. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we ask you, Lord God, that you would give us wisdom
from coast to coast, border to border, in this election, that we would be people who would not sit it out, that we would not be idle servants, that we would not in any way miss an opportunity to do good. And so, Father, give us wisdom to vote even for those really, really difficult candidates that do not represent us at all. Show us the one that's less evil than the other. And God, we pray for your mercy upon this nation. We need it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Did you know that along with the radio program, Pastor Jack also has a TV show with more of the Pastor Jack Hibbs content that you like? It's called Real Life TV. If you enjoy Pastor Jack on the radio, you're going to love him on TV. So check out your local listings or visit jackhibbs.com and catch the latest episodes. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.